You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. To listen to the live stream, go to fake11.com/radio2. Now, on with the audio chat.
Fakeologist speaking. It is Monday, November 29, 2021. We are coming up to the end of year two of the COVIDian totalitarian takeover, and I am in the room with the critical thinker, and we're just having an impromptu chat, and what happened was I have audio notifications on. That's a room where if someone comes into the voice room, a voice channel, they will get a notification, and then you can go ahead and come into the room yourself. That's how it works. How are you? Yeah. It does work.
I'm all right. We're experiencing a bit of Canadian weather here at the moment, zeros and whatnot, but it's getting there. Now they're starting to ramp up. It's the first introduction of any masks again. It was brought up over the weekend. And so people are just sort of, getting themselves geared up.
Is that nationwide? Or wherever you're located.
Yeah, but then, so someone mentioned it to me this morning. I was in the sauna, and someone brought it up, this new South African variant and all this shit. I normally shrug them off in conversation unless, I feel like they're willing to go all the way. But so I thought I'd look it up on the government website afterwards. And basically at the moment, all there is a suggestion for supermarkets and public transport to start enforcing it again. But restaurants and small shops and other businesses are just advised to carry on as they were. So it's a very weak suggestion at the moment, but apparently the old Bojo is going to address everybody tomorrow on Tuesday and give a spiel. So I'm sure they'll add a few more to it now that they've planted the seed. But
Bojo is the ultimate clown, I tell you. He really looks like a clown. What a fool.
On purpose.
Yeah,
obviously.
Probably. Yeah. We got clowns to the left of us, clowns on the right. They're all over the place.
Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Great tune. I still think they want to get rid of politicians and just bring in technocrats. Yeah. This is part of the conditioning.
100%. And that's what I think a lot of this is about. And they've created this stigma and the whole schism and the division of, whether you think it's the virus or the vaccine, they've created that now. And I think so much of it is a distraction for the whole sort of collapse of the old system and the introduction of the new one.
And that goes right down to healthcare. Healthcare, education, they want all those systems burned to the ground. They want everyone to win.
They want the teachers to quit.
They want the nurses to quit. They want them all to quit. That's part of the plan.
Yeah, I agree.
And the ones that don't quit, they're going to kill them.
Well, maybe. I think we'd be left to fend for ourselves, if anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to know how far they're willing to go with that or how far we're willing to counter it.
The injections are good for them.
Yeah, but fast value was bringing up the other day, it's like we... those around us, there's out of everyone I know that's had a vaccine, which is 90-odd% of people around me, I don't know anyone that's had anything happen to them, you know what I mean? So it's like we're still dealing with a very minority of, amount of people that have had any sort of reaction to it, just like, the minority of those that actually apparently have caught COVID. So I think we're still dealing with similar numbers. So it's really hard to jump on the bandwagon of this injection's there to do nothing but harm because I don't know anyone that's been harmed by it.
I agree with that. I know only one firsthand, and that's my dentist. So I'm going to be seeing him in 2 weeks. I'll see how he is. I wanted him to come on, but he never called.
Sure. My understanding is that any vaccine or any injection, anything that's going into the blood, essentially requires an amount of protein for it to have its you know, job done. So yeah, it requires the protein to be able to bond to blood cells and so on and so on. So my take on that would be that having any sort of protein injected into your blood, some are going to react in worse ways than others. So I think all this Bax damage we're seeing, well, what we're calling Bax damage, is more or less that reaction. That's my feeling at the moment. But there could be a long game for the shots rather than a short game, of course, as well. Did you lose me or? I missed the last 30 seconds of that because I dropped out.
No, I heard you, but I had to take a phone call, so can't talk at the same time. Can't do both at the same time. I could hear you, though. Discord is terrible because you can't tell when the other person is on the phone or any of that kind of stuff.
It's probably better that way, though, because at least you can answer the phone call when it's not being broadcast.
Yeah, but it should cut off the audio. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Right.
So then I have to listen to two audios, the phone call and the Discord. It's not easy to process two streams in one brain. It's actually tricky. But anyway.
Yeah, so it's interesting where we're at the moment with it all, I think. It's, there still seems to be a lot of people around me, including myself, that are suggesting they're getting ill.
There's many reasons for it. You've had 2 years of stress. Some people are wearing a mask, so they're breathing in their own exhaust for 2 years. There's almost no sunlight now where I am. The air is getting drier, and of course, since human beings are 80% water, we're dehydrating like crazy now. So that concentrates the fluid in us.
How much do you take that last statement on board as being true, the whole percentage of water that we are? I've always wanted to mention that on here.
You'd have to liquefy a human being to see how much water. Exactly. There's a lot of water. There's a lot of water in us, a lot of fluid.
It seems to be more evident that we can work with electricity. You know what I mean? That's something we can tangibly play with and experiment with and try and work out. But this whole we're 80% water thing, I'm open to it.
I'm okay with it. It doesn't bother me. I don't really think too hard on that one. But we're made up of a lot of water, liquid. Based on water, if all liquids are based on water, so I'm okay with that. So there's many reasons why, and we're inside more, and inside environments can be more toxic. You could have mold, could have dust. There's so many things that are inside, and insulation, toxic carpet.
The body as well, naturally, at this time of year.
Just give me 2 minutes, critical. Sorry about that. In and out, work day and all.
I was gonna bring up the, this time of year as well, I think naturally humans would, more prime state would be hibernating as well, you know, taking refuge and having a break and letting their body heal from an intense year and resting and all that. But we're in an environment and a culture where we keep going and we keep going. So it's, the body will eventually, at least once a year on this cycle of seasons, will eventually give up and say,
Human beings, we don't take a break. We live an unnatural life and unnatural conditions. So for us to express illness is pretty easy. People don't eat right and all that kind of stuff. I use the United States, Canada to a lesser extent, but not far off as examples. We're already loaded up with medication and we're eating bad food, mainly the seed oils, which are super toxic, tons of greasy fast food and vegetable oils. Well, we're already ill. This needle's just pushing people over the edge, if anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'd say we overeat as well, to an extent.
Yeah, we probably overeat and eat the wrong foods. Very inactive jobs now, sitting at a computer. Everyone has a computer job. So it's just really bad lifestyles.
Yeah, it's but inevitable.
You got to take into account though 2 years of stress. People are doing things differently, or everything has changed. They're very very stressed, and all that has to be taken into account.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Wear a mask inside your home.
So do you...
And of course, yeah.
What do you take of like how sloppy the narrative gets. I mean, the narrative's been sloppy the whole time, if you ask me, but occasionally, you know, it picks its weary head and becomes even more sloppy and more obvious for people. And you know, they almost start the mockery at that point, you know, the certain press conferences and that. They almost drop lines that are just so obviously intended to trigger. That's,
Well, I think people have chosen their sides at this point. Most people are not going to budge from their positions, so it doesn't really make a difference in general.
No, but I think I mean more the whether there's a bit of a long play at that as well, where part of this is intended to, yeah, like we keep saying, you know, break that trust that people have in government and media and healthcare systems and all that, to break down those systems and break down that trust. It almost seems to be a part of the agenda with a lot of this. I wonder whether that's tied to it or not.
Yes, for sure. I think they want to destroy the healthcare model that we're under now and the education model. I've said this since the beginning. The two biggest expenses most modern governments have are education and healthcare. And then those are the two big ones, at least where I live.
Yeah, I think that's why I see the whole virus and vaccine thing as a bit of smoke and mirrors for that bigger play. Which is why I don't give too much energy to whether the vaccine's doing a lot of damage or not. Yeah, it could be, it might not be. I don't have any proof of it either way. But what I ultimately see is the changes in society that it seems that they're really trying to implement. So I think there's more to that than there is the whole V versus V word.
Well, I give it a lot of energy because I think it's the cause of most modern diseases.
Yeah, most likely, exactly, yeah. But all throughout history, not just now, that's the thing.
Yeah, but now is the time to confront it head on. Now it's all or nothing. Now they put all their eggs in one basket. They're pushing it hard, so everyone has to make a decision on this topic. I'm tired of people saying, I'm not anti-vaxxer, but I'm not taking this one. It really is a very incongruent statement. You really can't make sense by saying that.
Yeah, other than the fact that people don't like the connotations that come with being called anti-vax. So you'd rather not be labeled as that. Just avoid that sort of,
Oh, I'm a vaccine abolitionist.
Problematic conversation when you could be more direct.
I'm from the abolition, abolition of vaccines in Canada. AVC. Because I think they're all toxic. All of them. They need to stop now. And this last one is the worst one because for many reasons it's the most widespread. It's the one they brought quickest out without any reasoning other than to just compress the narrative. But I don't believe that anything that was tested over 5 years is any more safe than something that was tested last week. Because I just don't believe they're really doing tests. I don't believe any of those narratives. So
I agree, but sometimes it's the only way you can even gain the trust of a normie to even have a conversation with you is to play along with, you know, some mainstream ideas like that.
I ain't playing along anymore. It's a waste of time. You have to be one or the other.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
You have to really come on board with the idea that there's no such thing as a safe vaccine, period, because the theory, the model is completely flawed. It's completely wrong think. And I just published a post from David and Don from whatreallymakesyouill.com. They help separate two words that have been conflated, infectious and contagious. Those two words have been interchanged and conflated into one term, and they definitely are different words.
Yeah,
and the fact that they've been altered, we need to study their meaning, and this article really breaks it down into a really good argument because infection does not equal contagion. No way.
I agree, yeah.
So we need to take the language back as well, so we can start making some sense as to what the heck we're talking about.
Yeah, and I think that is a lot of success in taking that approach as well, I think. Reminding people of how we've lost that connection with what words actually mean and, you know, does to
it. And it's time to confront the medical system that we are just treating symptoms. We're masking symptoms for the most part with pharmaceuticals. We're not never attacking the basic problems because we don't want to know them. We don't want to identify them. We want to ignore them. And we really have to just, instead of picking at this wart, we have to take it out by its roots now. We have to stop. Just stop the nonsense of what we call medical treatment, what we call viruses, what we call illness. We really have to get right to the root of it and And this is the only time we've ever had to do it, because now it's in our face and we have to confront it. Yep. So let's do it together. Let's do it. Let's bust open this vaccine lie, this contagion lie. Let's get her done. Sadly, I just listened to Forrest Moretti on the Higher Side Chats, and he doesn't quite get it, which is sad. I thought he did by now, because I've been watching old videos, and I wasn't quite sure what timeline he was on, but it seems like he still buys into the virus myth, which is too bad. Because I think he's on the right track with aluminum and metal poisoning, because he does say that a lot of pharmaceuticals are just metal injections, and metal definitely disrupts the body and that kind of thing, but all it does is jar the body by poisoning it and making the body focus on something else and maybe bring relief to the other thing the body was concentrating on. It's really a very imprecise and almost witchcraft approach metal medicine is. So,
I mean, if he was there, so he got some airtime on Fireside Chats. You saying Fireside Chats?
Yeah, he got invited on. He doesn't do interviews. Mm. He doesn't respond, actually, which is very sus to me. I don't. If you're really truly trying to help people, then we have to talk this out with anyone who's even half on your side. You need allies. And
Higher Side Chats is kind of there for that audience, I think, as well. It's like, whether it's intentional or not, but it's quite like guardrailing, I think, a lot of that content.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the guy. Yeah. But, again, beggars can't be choosers. They have to be flexible in who we listen to.
Yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, like all those, those sorts of podcasts and those interviewers and that, you know, you've got a dynamic between an interviewer and an interviewee. And I think the guests always have something that the host doesn't, but then often the host has something the guests don't. And it's, you can't just throw it all out. There's always a bit of gold there between the two of them somewhere in general.
Yeah. I didn't get a hell of a lot of gold out of that interview, but I didn't listen to the second hour either.
Yeah.
But, he is a germ. I guess we can call him a germ hugger, a virus hugger.
Yeah, it's a big thing there. I think there's a lot of these guys that are, they are telling the truth, but they're still, perpetuating the idea of how we get ill, which may be unintentional or intentional. Who knows? But it's something that needs to be broken down for sure. But, I'm at the end of my journey, Ab, so I'm going to have to jump off the stream. It was nice getting a quick chat in. It looks like Ab's popped off, but, nice to speak, mate. Bye.
That's all, folks.